Okay, finally, welcome to the episode number 31. And today I want to talk about the intent. The word intent, we all know what that means, but I want to talk about it in the context of very popular these days, I would say even a conventional wisdom thing called the law of attraction. Now, a lot of us believe in the law of attraction and think that, you know, we all are using it, right? But a lot of people actually think that law of attraction is all about just visualization and positivity. While in reality, that is true, but it's just a part of it. The actual big part of the law of attraction is something called the intent. And what I mean by intent is how you actually feel about a certain thing when you see that in your life. So, for example, if you're seeing your friend achieving a certain amount of success, you have to really pay attention to your intent in that moment. How are you feeling about that? Are you wishing them more success in that moment, or are you envying them, feeling bad about that? Because what that does is it actually communicates to the universe about your intent of, hey, if you're like envying somebody, you're feeling bad about somebody's success, you're actually repelling that from yourself instead of attracting that to yourself. So if Johnny, your friend, tomorrow becomes the CEO of a new company, or he makes his $1 million, you could either be super happy about that, be happy for him, wish more success upon him, or you could actually envy him. And when you envy him, what you would do is you're communicating to the universe, you're like, oh, I don't want that kind of success, I'm feeling bad about that, don't give me that. And you're gonna actually rebel that from yourself. Or the opposite, if you're seeing somebody fail, even if that's your biggest enemy, even if that's a person who has hurt you, if you're feeling good about them failing, you're actually saying to the universe, hey, I want that kind of failure, I feel good about that, give me more of that kind of failure. And you're gonna actually attract that kind of struggle and failure to your own life. And you're gonna end up in the same position as they are there very soon, if not in a worse position. So really, really pay close attention to how you feel about things when you see them, positive or negative. Feelings are the biggest manifestation to the universe, and your intent is what matters to the universe. If you are not so much aware of the law of attraction, which is something that has changed my life 6 years ago when I read the book called The Mind Power, I really suggest you reading the book Mind Power or the book called The Secret, both of which cover in a very great detail with examples the law of attraction. And Secret actually has a sequel now. There's 4 books. There's another one I've read called The Power, which talks about the power of love and the power of hate and what that does to you, what that does to the universe and the law of attraction. So these are very powerful things. Even if you're skeptical about it, honestly, like, I went from being a failure and a loser to being where I'm at right now, only because of law of attraction. One small shift in my brain has transformed me into a different person. So really, really suggest you look into that and pay attention to your intent, to your feelings toward a certain positive or negative event in your life or everybody else's life. Thanks for tuning in.